Okay, the dad came over and asked the same thing, and Jackie said that he fell in the barrel. So when they got him out, Mr. Martin says, well, you go down to the house and get yourself cleaned up. He says, you can wear some of Ralph's clothes. You said, you're about the same size. So Jackie felt kind of silly, all covered with mash, and going down to the house. And when he got on the porch, Mrs. Martin came out and said, Jackie, what happened? Jackie said, I fell in the barrel. He said, well, I'll get you some clothes. He says, you go back in the wash house and get yourself cleaned up. Here's the clothes. She went inside and brought them out. And in a few minutes, Jackie came out all cleaned up, wearing dry clothes, and went back and helped Juby feed the hogs. That evening when they came in from chores and sat in the parlor visiting, every so often Juby would start laughing. Sarah looked at him and says, Juby, why do you keep on laughing? He said, well, it was funny. What was funny? He said, when Jackie fell in the barrel. She says, well, I don't think that would be very funny. She said, it's getting late and you boys have to get up early and help your dad, so I would suggest you get to bed. They looked at Jackie, and Juby said, Jackie, you going to sleep with me? He says, well, I can really sleep out in the barn, he says, in the hayloft. He said, I've always slept in the hayloft. He said, I can sleep out there. Land sakes alive, child, you're not about to go out in the hayloft. He says, we've got plenty of room upstairs, lots of room. He says, there's extra mattresses up there. They're stuffed with nice, clean, fresh straw. He says, we have no problem with that. Alan got up. He says, look, come here, Jackie, I'll show you. And he reached up and got a rope in the kitchen and pulled it down, and it was stairs. And he said, you just go on up. He says, go on up. I said, I'll get a lamp. So he got a lamp, and they started to crawl upstairs. And when they got up there, it was a nice big attic with all kinds of mattresses, one for each boy, with a few extra. And Juby got a hold of one and pulled it over by his mattress and by his blankets. He said, you sleep right here. Jackie says, all right. He says, I'll stay right here. And finally, Jackie was very tired, and the lights were turned out, blown out. And pretty soon, everybody was sound asleep, except Jackie. Jackie looked out of the little window, and he saw Ritzy over by the barn with Rover. They'd been making friends all this time. And Jackie just lay there looking up into the blue sky, the stars, and wondered. He said, gee, this is the kind of home I always wanted. He says, have brothers and mother and a father and nice people, not like Mr. Gruber. And he kind of secretly said a little prayer that someday maybe he would have a home like this. And finally he went to sleep. Bright early in the morning, Elmer got up quietly, and Ralph got up and went downstairs. And Mrs. Martin looked at Elmer. She says, is Jackie up? He says, no, he's sound asleep. Well, just let him sleep. He's tired, the poor child. He says, he's been on the road for so long. So when he came down, that is when the rest of them came down, the only two left up there were Juby and Jackie. And finally Juby woke up. Ooh. Mrs. Gruber was fixing, or Mrs. Martin was fixing pancakes. Said, Juby's awake. Said, yeah, he sounds like a wild animal up there. Finally, he got up and he looked over and saw Jackie, and his feet were sticking out. Jackie? Jackie was still asleep. Juby got a big piece of straw, looked over at his big toe, went over to his big toe and began to tickle it with a straw. Tickle, 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 tickle. There was a smile on Jackie's face. Tickle, 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 tickle. Finally, Jackie opened his eyes, saw Juby with the big straw tickling his toes. He said, what are you doing? He said, trying to make your big toe laugh. He said, my big toe doesn't laugh. He said, well, then I'll tickle your little toe. said, it does none of my toes laugh. He said, gee, what a bunch of sad toes you have. So Juby was tickling Jackie's toes, and he thought that Jackie had an awful bunch of sad toes because none of them would laugh. So finally, Mrs. Martin yelled out, Juby! And he leaned over the place where the stairs start coming down with his head hanging down, hanging upside down, and said, Juby, you're going to fall. He said, I can't fall too far. He said, well, you'll fall to the floor. He said, oh, that's where I stop. He said, the fall isn't going to hurt me. She said, well, it will too. She said, you fall from there. She says, you'll hurt yourself. He said, it's when I hit the bottom that hurts. She says, well, then when you hit the bottom. And she says, if you don't get down from there, she says, I have some other plans. He said, I'm coming right away. Jackie, come on, come on, Jackie, come on. He said, I'll be right down. Juby went down the steps as fast as he could go and missed the last step and fell down on the floor. Mrs. Martin looked at Juby and said, see, I told you. He said, I didn't hurt myself. Finally, the Mr. Martin came in and the pancakes were ready and Jackie finally came down. And they all sat down to breakfast. And the boys had to hurry up to go to school. Jackie says, well, I'll get my things ready. She says, and I want to say goodbye to the boys. He says, thanks, Elmer and Ralph and all of you. He said, you've been real nice. Nobody said a word. Mr. Martin looked at the boys and he could see that they weren't too pleased with it. Well, where are you going, Jackie? Oh, I told you I was going to look up my uncle. I have an uncle somewhere. I'm sure he's rich. I bet he's got a farm just like yours. He said, he probably needs somebody to help him run it, and I'll probably help him run the ranch or a farm, whatever he has. And finally, Mrs. Martin looked. Jackie says, you may not find him at all, you said. Oh, I'll find him. I think so. He says, I'm going to keep looking. Well, Jackie, he says, why don't you stay? Juby says, yeah, Jackie, why don't you stay? Oh, I've got to go. I can't stay here forever. Elmer looked at his dad. He says, Dad, he says, really? I mean, really? Could Jackie stay? He says, we need help. He says, cutting logs in the wintertime so we can take him down the river in the spring. And he says, he could help with the sheep. He says, he's got a good dog. He could sheep herd for us. And he says, we could really use him, couldn't we? I said, well, we could always use an extra hand. What about it, Jackie? Oh, I don't know. I hate to impose on you. Land sakes alive, child. You're not imposing. You'll earn every piece of bread that you eat. Juby, with almost tears in his eyes, he said, Jackie, you're my best cheeky man. And he said, you can't leave me. He said, I never had a cheeky man like you. Finally, Jackie looked up. If you think I could be of help to you, he says, I'll stay until maybe spring. He said, then I'll probably have to go. Elmer said, that's a deal, isn't it, Dad, isn't it? He said, it's all right with me. And finally, Mrs. Martin says, well, Jackie, then if you're going to stay, he said, you better get ready for school. Jackie just about dropped his glass of milk. She says, what? She said, well, if you're going to be part of our family, she says, you think I'm going to leave a boy here your age stay at home without getting some school learning? Jackie smiled. He says, I've never really been to school much. He says, I wouldn't even know what they're talking about. That's why you're going there, child, so you'd find out. Yeah, I never thought of that. Said, Juby looked at him. He said, Juby, I could go with Jackie if he wants me to. Juby says, you won't be going for a while. And I'm sure they don't want to put up with you. Jackie, what are you sitting there for? Get going. All right, all right. He rushed upstairs and put on another shirt he had and finally came down and got his hair combed down. And Ralph ran out. He says, I'll get Maggie for you. So pretty soon, the four of the boys, all on their horses, and the two dogs following, headed for school. Mr. Martin and his wife were standing on the porch, and Juby was holding on to his mother's apron strings. "Goodbye! Don't lose your way back, Jackie," he said. "The chickies will be waiting for you." They waved to their mother and all of them, and finally they disappeared down the road. Mrs. Martin turned to Clyde. She says, "You know, that is a nice boy." He says, "Yeah, we ought to just keep him around as long as we can." She said, "That's what I was thinking." And Juby looked up. He said, "That's what I was thinking." He said, "Now I have 1, 2, 3, 4 brothers." And they all laughed and went back into the house. Jackie, when he got to school, it was a strange thing. Some of the kids looked at him because he was the new boy in school. Everybody wanted to know who he was. But Elmer was proud. Elmer introduced him as his best friend. And Ralph and the rest of them looked very proud when Jackie stood up and told him his name. And the schoolmaster was very happy to have him. He gave him some books, and Jackie spent the whole day with the rest of them doing, as Mrs. Martin said, school learning. When they got through that evening, Jackie remembered when he went by the schoolhouse and the kids came out and how he wished he could be in the school. And now he was there, actually coming out of a schoolhouse, just like he saw the other boys coming out. They got their horses and saddled them up and started back home. Finally, when they got back home, Juby was already waiting because he had been waiting all day for Jackie. He said, "Here they come, Mommy, here they come, here they come. I see them, I know it." And finally, when they came up the drive, Juby ran out. He said, "Hi, Jackie." Elmer said, "Hi, Juby." He said, "Oh, hi, Elmer." Jackie reached down. He says, "You want a ride, Juby?" He said, "Sure." He reached down and grabbed his arm and pulled him up in back of him and rode him out to the barn. Clyde was already out there. He said, "Wow, you boys got back in a hurry." He says, "Let's get the chores done." So they got the chores done, and of course, Jackie had to go feed the chickens. And Juby always followed him around to make sure he did it just right. And Jackie was doing it exactly the way Juby wanted to, and Juby was very proud. In fact, the more Jackie fed the chickens, the prouder Juby got of him, because he was his best chicky man. So as the days went by and the leaves began to fall from the trees and the grass began to turn brown, they knew that fall was coming. And one evening when they were sitting in the parlor, Mr. Martin told Jackie, he says, "Did you ever think about training Ritzy?" He said, "He's an awfully good sheepdog." He said, "Not as good as Rover," he says, "but he's good." He says, "With a little training," he said, "he might be as good." Jackie said, "No, not really." He says, "Well, every fall, late fall," he said, "that's in about a month," he said, "we have a sheep herding contest for the dogs in the area." He says, "If you would like for me to," he says, "you and I could work together and we could train him and we could enter him in the contest along with Rover." Jackie said, "Well, that wouldn't be fair." He says, "If you train him and then he should beat Rover," he says, "well, that wouldn't be fair." Mr. Martin laughed. He said, "Well, Jackie, I'll tell you." He said, "There's a neighbor of mine that has a dog that I'm afraid is going to win. And I just think that maybe if Rover can't win, I would like to see Ritzy win." He said, "I'd like to have that trophy on that mantle right over there by the fireplace." And Jackie thought for a minute. Said, "If it meant that much to Mr. Martin to have that trophy, he'd do anything." He said, "Well, if you think Ritzy could win," and he said, "if he should win," he says, "the trophy is going to be yours, not mine." He said, "Well, we'll talk about that later." He says, "Are you willing to work at it?" Jackie says, "Sure." He says, "Sure." He says, "That'll be great." He says, "Tomorrow after school," he says, "you bring your dog back." And he says, "We'll run two of them through, Rover and Ritzy." So the next day after school, that's what Jackie and Mr. Martin were doing until almost dark. And they did that day after day after day. Finally, one evening, Mrs. Martin says, "Clyde, you and Jackie," he says, I don't think it's fair that you spend most of your time out there in the back of the shed," he says, "running those dogs." He says, other boys have to do all the chores." Jackie says, "All right, I'm sorry." He says, "It's my fault, I suppose." "No nonsense, it's mine." He says, "All right." He says, "Sarah," he says, "tomorrow night I want you to come back of the shed, and he said, I want you to see something that you've never seen before. He said, I've seen Rover run sheep before. Clyde looked at her, aha, that's what I thought you'd say. He said, but you've never seen Ritzy run sheep. He says, I think we have a winner this time. Her face lit up. Clyde, you mean that, oh, you don't mean that Ritzy is outpointing Rover? He says, I'm afraid so. He says, you mean that he can beat? He says, I think we've got a winner this time. So Jackie and Mr. Martins, every time they'd come home, that is, Jackie would come home from school, they would take the dogs and work with them. And the boys were willing to even do Jackie's chores if he would just work, because they were all eager to have Jackie's dog win if Rover couldn't win, especially from Norbert Kane, which they didn't particularly like, because he was such a braggart. Last year when he won the cup, that's all he'd go around and say, well, what do you think of my dog? Sonny, what do you think of my dog? And finally they got so fed up with it that Mr. Martins would do almost anything to beat him and take the cup away from him. So as the days went by, Jackie worked very hard, trying to keep up with his chores and working with Ritzy, and Ritzy worked very hard. He was taken care of, just like Rover was. They were just like brothers, and got the same food, and everything was going just fine, except one morning, Jackie was just saddling up the horses for the boys, and he was bringing the horses out for the rest of the boys, because they were busy. He saw a man come up the driveway, and across his lap, he had a gun. And he started to go up towards the house, and then he saw Clyde come out of the barn. Clyde! Oh, he says, hi, Jeb. He says, you're out rather early this morning. He says, that's right. He says, I'm looking for a dog. He says, what for? He says, I lost two sheep last night. He says, well, what are you looking for a dog for? He says, Clyde, you know that we all know you have a dog. He says, some kid that you took in, he said, he's got a dog. He said, well, sure, that's true. He says, but are you trying to tell me that you think the dog killed your sheep? He said, no, I'm not only saying it, I know it. He said, you have proof? He said, of course I have proof. He says, I have two dead sheep. He says, but that doesn't prove that he killed them. He says, well, I want to see the dog. He says, I want to see the dog. Well, he says, sure, Jeb. He says, Jackie? Jackie had come out with another horse. He says, yes. He said, this is Jeb Dolan. He'd like to see your dog. Oh, sure. He says, sure. He says, he's a good dog. We're going to enter him in the contest. He said, Ritzy? He says, come on out here, Ritzy. Ritzy? And for the first time in the morning, they realized that Ritzy wasn't anywhere around. Well, where's the dog, Clyde? Well, he's around here. He's been around here with Rover. He said, Rover's over there. He's probably over behind the house somewhere. Jackie ran behind the house. Ritzy, Ritzy. And Ritzy was nowhere around. Jackie was wondering, why did he want Ritzy? Finally, he rushed up. He says, what do you want Ritzy for? He says, boy, he says, I know you like your dog, but he says, you know what we do with sheep killers? And he patted his gun. He says, we've got to shoot him. He says, Clyde, you know that. He said, it wouldn't be the first time. Oh, I'm sure this dog didn't kill any sheep. He said, well, then where is the dog? And all of a sudden, Jackie looked out towards the north field, and coming through the pasture, he saw a dog. No one else saw him. Jackie rushed up behind the barn, start running out to the field, and finally when he got close, he said, Ritzy, Ritzy! And finally he realized it was Ritzy. He rushed up to him and grabbed his, put his arms around. He says, where? And as he put his hands down on his neck, he felt and looked at blood. He says, Ritzy, what? He said, what happened? He said, where'd you get the... Finally, he heard a voice in back of him say, boy, move over. Jeb stooped down, took his hand and rubbed it across Ritzy's neck. looked up at Clyde. He says, Clyde, you know what this is. It's blood. He says, yes, I know that. He said, well, there's your evidence. I have two dead sheep. And he says, there's your dog, he says, with blood on him. What more do you want? Jeb, I don't think the dog did it. I don't care what you think. I lost two sheep. And he says, you're going to pay for them. He said, and that dog's going to pay for it right now. You know what we do with killers. He reached down and grabbed Ritzy and began to drag him towards the barn. He said, let's get this over with. Clyde finally reached over. He says, Jeb, let me, you're a friend of mine. He says, we've gotten along for years. He said, look, he says, give the boy a chance. He said, no, no. He says, this dog's got to be shot and shot right now. Jackie grabbed the dog and began to pull him away from Jeb. He says, you can't have the dog. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. Finally, Clyde says, Jeb, we're old friends. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Leave the dog with me. I'll be responsible. He said, if you lose any more sheep, I'll pay you for the sheep. He said, we'll keep the dog tied up. If you lose any sheep while he's tied up, would you be convinced that the dog is innocent? Well, sure, sure, replied Jeb. Of course, he'd be innocent. Well, then as a friend to friend, he said, is that a deal? All right, Clyde, he says, I hate to break up a friendship over this, but all right, with the promise that he's going to be tied up every night. That is a promise. Jeb got on his horse, turned around, and went down the drive. Jackie rushed up to Mr. Martin. He says, thanks. He says, gee, I thought he was going to shoot him. He says, frankly, I did too. He says, Jackie? He says, Elmer? He said, there's a rope. He says, get it. He says, hanging up in the stable. He says, Jackie, that's your job to see that this dog is tied up every night. Understand? Jackie says, I understand. He says, he'll be tied up every night. So every night, Jackie would go out and make sure that the dog was tied up. And when he climbed up into the attic, he'd always look out the window, and he could see Rover and Ritzy sleeping at the side of the barn when it wasn't too cold. But he always made sure that Ritzy had a rope on him. And as the days went by, Jackie realized now that it wasn't Ritzy at all that must have been killing the sheep. Yet, Jeb never came and said he found any sheep. So Clyde thought it was kind of strange, too. And one morning, Jackie got up, looked out the window, and saw Rover and the rope going around the other side of the barn, and thought, well, I better go get Ritzy and untie him and feed the dogs. So right after they had eaten, Jackie started to run up toward the barn. He says, come on, Ritzy. And he grabbed the rope and began to pull on it. Come on, you. He says, I have to pull you around the barn if I have to. And he started pulling and pulling. And finally, when the rope came around the corner of the barn, there was no one on the end of it. Jackie looked around. Ritzy! Ritzy! Elmer rushed up. He says, what's wrong? He said, Ritzy, look. He said, he must have chewed the rope. He's gone. Larry heard it. He rushed down, or Fred, rather. Fred heard it, rushed down, told his dad. His dad came up. He said, Jackie, the dog's gone? He says, he's gone. I'm afraid so. He says, well, this is going to be a problem, isn't it? And before they could say another word, they looked down the drive, and they saw Jeb. And across his knees, he had his gun. He was riding rather fast. He saw Clyde up by the barn. He rode up quickly and jumped off with his gun in his hand. He says, all right, Clyde, where's the dog? No one said a word. I said, where's the dog? He chewed the rope. He's not here. Just as I thought. He says, well, Clyde, are you convinced? He said, no, I'm not convinced because I haven't seen the dog yet. He said, well, you know where he is. He's probably out there killing some more sheep. Did you lose sheep last night? Yes, three of them. Jackie said, he didn't do it. I know he doesn't kill sheep. He says, where's the dog? Jackie says, I don't know. And finally, one of the boys, Elmer, looked out across the field and he saw Ritzy coming. He says, I think he's coming across the field. Jackie began to run towards him. He says, Ritzy, he says, why did you chew the And as he looked down, he saw blood on him again. The rest of them rushed out there, especially Jeb. He reached down, brushed the blood on his hand from his fur, and looked at the blood. He says, "Well, Clyde, well," he says, "I can't deny that that's blood." And he says, "You can't deny if I show you three dead sheep." "No, no, I can't." He says, "Well, Clyde, you know what we have to do." He said, "I'm not asking you to do it because I imagine the boy is a friend of yours." He said, "But I'm going to have to take the dog and shoot him. And the quicker we get this done, the better." He reached down and grabbed Ritzy and began to drag him over towards a big tree. Jackie says, "Please, no, no." Elmer grabbed Jackie. He said, "Jackie, it's no use." He said, "That's what they do with sheep killers." "He's not a sheep killer." Mr. Martins rushed up. He says, "Jackie," he said, "this isn't going to do any good." He says, "You can't blame Jeb for it." He said, "He lost 5 sheep now. And the only evidence he has is that Ritz has been doing." He said, "It wouldn't be the first time a sheepdog would turn killer." Jackie said, "But he didn't turn killer. I know he didn't." Jeb had just tied the dog to a tree. Mr. Martin was holding Jackie. Finally, Jeb looked over at Clyde. He says, "Well, Clyde," he says, "why don't you take the boys over on the other side of the barn?" Jeb told Clyde to take the boys out behind the barn somewhere where they wouldn't see him shoot Ritzy. And of course, Jackie kept screaming, "He didn't do it. I know he didn't. I didn't. I know he didn't." Clyde said, "Well, Jackie, I'm inclined to believe that you're true." He said, "Well, you can't just shoot a dog. You have to give him a trial." He says, "Everybody's innocent." He says, "Everybody's innocent until proved guilty." He says, "You're right, Jackie, but Ritzy isn't a human being." "I don't care. He's just as good as some of us." He broke loose from Clyde and he rushed up just as Jeb was ready to pull the trigger, and he knocked the gun out of his hand. He said, "You can't do it." He says, "You can't do it." He started to untie the dog. He said, "Come on, Ritzy, we're going to run away." Clyde grabbed him. He said, "You can't do that, Jackie. You just can't do that." Finally, Jeb was getting angry. He says, "Clyde," he said, "I've had it up to here with you and that dog." "The boy was telling me something, Jeb. He said that everybody's innocent until proven guilty." He says, "You believe in that?" He said, "Oh, sure, I believe in that. Of course I do." He said, "We know that." He said, "Well, then you think the dog should be innocent until proven guilty?" "Ah," he said, he's a dog." Jack said, "But he's just as good as some of us." He said, "He should have a trial just like everybody else." He said, "Everybody else gets a fair trial." "I think the boy's right," said Clyde. "I think we should give the dog a fair trial." He said, "Clyde, what is wrong with you?" He says, "You mean we are going to have a court session like we do with human beings that do something wrong?" He said, "Exactly." He said, "Well, I have never heard of such a thing in my life." He says, "Day after tomorrow, Saturday, there'll be no school." He says, "We'll get a jury." He said, "And this time I'm going to make up my mind, Jeb. You're not going to shoot this dog till he gets a fair trial." He says, "We'll get a jury and a judge. We'll get Sam Johnson." He says, "He'll make a good judge. He always does." He says, "We'll have a trial for him Saturday morning. If he's found guilty," he says, "then the judge will pronounce sentence on him." "Oh, he's guilty, all right. I know that," replied Jeb. "He's plenty guilty." Jeb picked up his gun, the jack he had knocked down, walked over to his horse. He says, "All right, I can wait till Saturday. I can wait. But I'll warn you, Clyde, and that boy too, don't you try to escape." He says, "I'll track you down if you go to the end of the world." "You don't trust me too well, do you, Jeb? You have my word, and I'll guarantee you the dog will be here." So the word got around the countryside fast that Saturday morning there was going to be a trial. And Jackie couldn't sleep Friday night because he wondered. In his mind, he knew that Ritzy was innocent, but yet, how did he get all that blood? Why were there dead sheep? The evidence was quite alarming to Jackie because he knew that Ritzy would have to defend himself, and what could Ritzy say? Finally, Saturday morning came a lot sooner than Jackie expected. At the breakfast table, nothing was said, except Juby was very sad. He said, "Jackie, are they going to shoot Richie today?" "Now, Juby, nobody's going to shoot.